বিহারে। জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবর ধারী, বিজানা বালবা গিরি বরধারি, যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরবন চরী, যমুনা তীরবন চরী, জয় রাধমাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধমাধব গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরবন চরী, যমুনা তীরবন চরী, জয় রাধমাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, শ্রীপাদ পরমহংস বিবেচকাচার্য জ্যেষ্ঠ তারা সুতো শ্রী শ্রীমারে শ্রী বাক্যেন্দ্র স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি নিত্যলীল প্রবিষ্ণম, বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস বিবেচকাচার্য জ্যেষ্ঠ তারা শ্রী শ্রীমার ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি আনন্দ কৌশি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কি মাচার্য হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেম সে কৌ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভুনিত্যানন্দ শ্রীদ্বৈতিক রাধার শিবাস গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুন্দ্রা ভক্তন গির গৌরান কি শিবৃন্দাবন দাম কি মায়াপিনাপ্তি দাম কি জগন্নাথপুরী দাম কি রামনৈতিক দাম কি তুলসী দেবী কি ভক্তি দেবী কি অ গ্লোরি গ্লোরি সন্তবতীস গ্লোরি সন্তবতীস গৌর শ্রী গুরু গঙ্গ কমানন্দ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম 10th canto chapter 16 verse 23. This four or five verses here. I never learned math, so it's somewhere in between there. Probably have to read through some of these giant verses and get to the 26. Itam sa gokulam ananya gati nariksha. Sastri kumara mati dukkitam atma hetu o. Agyaya marcha padavim anuvartamana. Stitva mahurtam udatishta daranga bandhat. The Lord remained for some time within the coils of the serpent, imitating the behavior of an ordinary mortal. But when he understood that the women, children, and other residents of his village of Gokula were in acute distress because of their love for him, their only shelter and goal in life, he immediately rose up from the bonds of the Kaliya serpent. Tat pratyamana vapusha yatitatma bhogas. Chakvo namaya kupita swapanam bhujanga. Tashto shashan shvashanarandra vishambarisha. Stabdekseno mukamuko harim ikshamana. His coils tormented by the expanding body of the Lord, Kaliya released him. In great anger, the serpent then raised his hoods high and stood still, breathing heavily. His nostrils appeared like vessels for cooking poison, and the staring eyes in his face like firebrands. Thus the serpent looked at the Lord. 25. Tam jivaya dvishikaya parilelihanam. Vesrikvani yatikarala vishagnidresh. Kridannamum parishasaraya takagendrau. Babrahma sopya vasaram prasamikshamana. Again and again, Kaliya licked his lips with his bifurcated tongues as he stared at Krishna with a glance full of terrible, poisonous fire. But Krishna playfully circled around him, just as Garuda would play with a snake. In response, Kaliya also moved about looking for an opportunity to bite the Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna moved around the serpent so skillfully that Kaliya could find no opportunity to bite him. Thus the snake was defeated by Sri Krishna's transcendental agility. You see some little kids skipping around, they're very agile, you know, it's called agile. You know, don't fall, they just keep, or any kind of, give the guy a dictionary. Dancing is agile. Okay, number 26. Evam paribra mahatau jasam unnatang shang. Anam yatat prittu shirasva dirudda adya. Tanmur daratna nikaras pashat Pashati tangra. Padam bujo kilakalari goro nanata. Evam paribrahma katauja samonna tangsam. Anam yattat pritusirasva diruddha adya. Tanmurdarapna nikaras pashati tamra. Padam bujo kila kaladi garur nanarta. Evam paribrahma tauja samonna tamsam. Anam yathat prituśira svadiruddhādhyā. Tanmurdaratna nikarā sparśāti tamra. Pādam bhujā kilakalādi garona nārta. Ladies.
Thank you.
Evam, in this way. Pari Brahma, because of the Lord's moving around him. Hata, spoiled. Ojasam, whose strength. Unnata, raised high. Angsam, whose shoulders. Anamya, making him bend down. Tat, his. Prithusarasu, onto the broad heads. Adirudha, having climbed up. Adya, the ultimate origin of everything. Tat, his. Murda, on the heads. Ratnanikara, the numerous jewels. Sparsha, because of touching. Ati Tamra, very much reddened. Pada Ambuja, whose lotus feet. Akila Kala, of all arts. Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. Nanarta, began to dance. Translation. Having severely depleted the serpent's strength with his relentless circling, Sri Krishna, the origin of everything, pushed down Kaliya's raised shoulders and mounted his broad serpentine heads. Thus Lord Sri Krishna, the original master of all fine arts, began to dance. His lotus feet, deeply reddened by the touch of the numerous jewels upon the serpent's heads. Purport. Sri Harivamsa states, Shira sa Krishno jagraha svahastena vanamya. Krishna grabbed Kaliya's head with his hand and forced it to bow down. Most people in this world are quite reluctant to bow down to the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth. In the contaminated state called material consciousness, we condition souls, become proud of our insignificant position, and are thus reluctant to bow our heads before the Lord. Yet, just as Lord Krishna forcibly pushed Kaliya's heads down and thus defeated him, the Supreme Lord's energy in the form of irresistible time kills all conditioned souls and thus forces them to bow down their arrogant heads. We should therefore give up the artificial position of material life and become faithful servants of the Supreme Lord, enthusiastically bowing down at his lotus feet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Lord Krishna's lotus feet became red like copper because of their contact with the numerous hard jewels upon the heads of Kaliya. Lord Krishna, with those glowing reddish feet, then began to demonstrate his artistic skill by dancing on the unsteady, moving surface of the serpent's hoods. This extraordinary demonstration of dancing skill was meant for the pleasure of the young women of Vrindavan, who at this phase of their relationship with Krishna were seriously falling in love with him. Om Gyanat Mandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshunamaritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruvaya Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtang Tapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakatam Hayyam Dadati Sabadantikam. Vandeham Shri Garao Shri Juta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitamscha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. Evam paribrahma hatau jasam onnatang sam ananya tat pittu sirasvati ruda adya tan murda ratna nikaras pashati tamra tadam bujo kilakalari garo nanarta. So I noticed something just that I guess I wasn't reading closely before, but in this first line. Evam pari brahma hataujasam unnatam sam. This hataujasam
word appears in the teachings of Kapiladeva, that the devotees, when they take shelter of Krishna, the material energy ceases to act, and the same words are used, hata ojasam. You have your little machine, Pran, you have that sloka, you look at it? Hata ojasam? No? It has it. Hata ojasam. But, so, it means specifically the same exact thing, that the material energy becomes, hata means to defeat or destroy the strength, ojasa. So, as stated here in this little purport also, that one should surrender. Therefore, the material energy will act. Of course, these are transcendental pastimes, but the fact is that Krishna is the Natavara, the supreme dancer, and it's described in Galoka or Swetadweep in Brahma Sanghita. Kataganam natyangamanam api bangsi priyasaki chidananam jyoti param taras. In the spiritual realm of Goloka Vrindavan, everyone, even any type of walk is dance. Kataganam natyangamanam natanataka gandharva is considered very auspicious whenever any Vedic, even nowadays, we have our dancers up on the stage. We have it done a little more formally than it was formerly, but described when Krishna entered Dwarka, whenever there's any type of ceremony, auspicity is guaranteed by dancing. And sometimes nata nataka, or nata is synonymous, dancing, acting. Nata is more like acting. But here, natavara is used for dancing. And so nata nataka gandharva vandina. The vandina is offering, the sadhus that offer prayers, brahmanas, the magadhas. There's different types of persons are always invited to these great grand functions. And so dancing is always there. Even in this material world, people are doing some perverted type of dancing, imitating Krishna, trying to enjoy in the ballroom. Prabhupada said, if you don't dance in the Harinam and Sankirtan, sometimes Mahaprabhu, one of his names is also that he's the best of the dancers, Natabala. And Nityananda, wherever Nityananda is dancing, then Mahaprabhu is very satisfied. Certain times he dances. During Narati, Ratiyatra, so many great dancers are appointed. Vakreshwar Pandit, the most famous, dancing for 72 hours. What is that, 3 days straight? 3 days he can dance easily. When devotees are walking to Bengal with Nityananda Prabhu, they're all dancing the whole time, dancing for days and weeks without even any taking water, empowered by the mercy of Nityananda. So for Krishna to dance on Kaliya is not very difficult. And of course, everyone is very fearful during this pastime, that they're diving in the water. It's described by Jiva Goswami. People start going in the water, and Balaram just smiles, and he says, well, these devotees are really... I don't want to really spoil their fun, that they're feeling so much anxiety of Krishna. Nothing's going to happen to Krishna, don't worry. He puts his hand up like that, and he just smiles, and they kind of feel assured. But he's very enlivened, actually, Lord Balaram, when he sees how the devotees are so anxious for Krishna. Lord Balaram is the Adi Bhakta, Adi Sevaka of Krishna. And in his position, he doesn't feel any envy that they're all after Krishna. Well, why don't they listen to me? You know, I'm so powerful. He is powerful. But he's able to assuage some of their anxiety, but he's very interested to see how ecstatic they are, feeling that Krishna, something may happen to Krishna. So Krishna is always dancing, ivagya, in like in Kunti's prayer, there's one prayer. Maya javani kachana magyad hokajam avyam nalakshase muhadrusha nato natyaro nato natyaro yata nato natyadara. One cannot see what he's doing. He's deadly foolish. Prabhupada describes in a different way. This purport also describes further. But Prabhupada says, when he was speaking on that verse, Maya javani kachana magyad hokajam avyayana lokshase mudhadusha. Why we cannot perceive Krishna's dancing party. Of course, we can join any time the dancing party is going on here, Guru Puja and Mangalarti festivals, Krishna's dancing. Some, you see, Gornitai, they're always in a dancing mode. They're imploring everyone, come on and dance with me. Otherwise, we have to be pushed down like Kaliya. We don't want to be in a position of Kaliya as described in this verse. In this, but I didn't really understand till right now that snakes had shoulders, but again, but it says here that according to the anatomical description here, the shoulders, the broad heads and the shoulders, you don't think of snakes having shoulders until you read this. Yeah, I guess they have shoulders. But I never thought of it like that. Kind of like they snake along. And, you know, but so we have our shoulders also. Varaparam pata karita jushtam. Sukadeva Swami describes in second canon also that varam pata karita jushtam apyutamangam. Uttamanga means your head. Uttama anga, your highest limb. Which is a nice way of saying your head, or a different way. Sanskrit, there's always wonderful ways, different ways, new ways of saying, the Bhagavatam has. So, Sukadeva Swami, describing pata karita jushtam apyutamangam nanamen mukundam, that head, which doesn't bow before Krishna as Kaliya's head. Obviously, he didn't want to bow before Krishna. Even though decorated, baram param pata karito jushtam, a very wonderful turban and jewelry, like a king. So the indication is there that even if we have silk turban, nowadays people don't wear, even the Sikhs are afraid to wear because some redneck might think they're a Muslim. Muslims don't even wear a turban. But previously and nowadays, all Rajasthanis wear turbans. But if you're a king, you obviously have a nicer turban. Most guys don't have karita jushtam, beautiful pieces in their turban. Bara parampata karita jushtam apyutamanganaman mukundam shavokaro no kurute sapariyam hriyar dasat kanchana kankanova. Decorated with so many jewels, just like Kaliya. Vijaya Lankatopi San, Chanakya Pandit has this wonderful verse. Manina Bhushita Sarapam. Those who are very learned in material sense, Chanakya Pandit says that it is like a very nice jewel on the head of the serpent. Kemasona Bhayankara. Will you not be afraid of such a serpent, even if it's got a jewel? Obviously, the residents of Braj, they were very afraid. They were afraid for Krishna, even though he'd already killed so many demons. Still, they were afraid. Nobody ever went near that lake. But today, Krishna felt like going there and have some fun. Balaram's not even here, so anyway, I'll just go there and mess around. He started splashing like that, make a big jalakolaholi, a big sound when you jump in the water in the Bengali. Jalakolaholi, there's one devotee, Jalakola, probably disciple. Big sound that's made when Krishna jumps in the lake in the Jamuna, either this one or any time. So Chanakya says that those so-called learned, Vidyapat, Be Kolahol, they make a big sound like the frog croaking, but the serpent will seize them. In this case, the serpent is all there, but if one is like a frog, then the serpent will eat him, making big sound or having big jewels. So, probably just to quote that verse. And if you feed also such serpent, that is even worse. Milk and banana. You try to pacify such serpents. This is what's going on in the material world. Big, big snakes with big jewel, the so-called learning, but very fearful for the devotees. Materialists, they are very attracted to such thing. Oh, so much learning. No, but he's a serpent. You should be afraid. Ready to eat you. Kalasa patali dangstra kalai. That verse is there describing that this whole material world is just like our senses. We're getting very bad advice from our senses. They're always telling us, yes, enjoy. And they are like serpents. But when one defangs the serpent, just like Krishna defanged the serpent, Jiva Goswami described that his fangs became like soft cotton, actually. As soon as Krishna started jumping on his head and his shoulders, his so-called fangs, which are very fearful. I was seeing how the scientists are very much anxious now. They try to find some DNA. They want to recreate. They're thinking they're very powerful, that they're going to recreate so many things. Maybe they'll recreate Kalia also, come and eat them all. They want to recreate mammoths and dinosaurs. They find the DNA now. They're convincing themselves that they'll be able to do that. They're always doing something very kind of funny. So maybe they'll revive some giant dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs will, just like some horror movie, devour them. This is what's going on, actually. Anyway, even if they're not doing that, they're already doing. They have this potency of Krishna, like the Kshayaya Jagatahita. Krishna says, Etam drishtam avashtabhya nasatman alpabuddha. Because they're alpabuddha. They're thinking they're so intelligent. But Krishna says, no, their vision is finished. Etam drishtam avashtabhya nasatman alpabuddha. Kshayaya Jagatahita. What's the third line? They're doing, Prabhupada says, this translation, works meant to destroy the world, just like these atomic weapons, Krishna's predicting. He knows exactly what will happen. One of the words used here in the shloka that I see, not this shloka, but the one before, somehow or other I didn't see all these things, but it's like Bhagavatam is unlimited. Parilelihanam, repeatedly licking, Laliyase Grashamana Samantal. In the 11th chapter of Gita, one of the verses there described how Krishna is licking. Here's described Kaliya is licking, but ultimately Krishna is doing all the licking and he's devouring. Arjuna is very fearful, he's seeing so many things. Demigods are offering the prayers. Brahmanamisham kamalasanastam rishim shisavam urugam chidibhyam. Divine serpents, Brahma. I'm seeing Brahma sitting on his lotus. How many times do we get to see that in a day? Not too often. But Arjuna was seeing like that. And so in that verse, he's saying, Lilaya se grasamana samantal. You're licking up and just destroying. And also that word was used that their heads were being crushed. And therefore Krishna told Arjuna, just become an instrument, because ultimately they're all finished in this battlefield. So lots of interesting words in these four verses. Kridan in the last verse. Krishna is playfully circling around him, just as Garuda would play with a snake. That sometimes that analogy is used when Hiranyakashipu was trying to fight with Nrisimhadev, playing around, and Nrisimhadev was very powerful. He let him play around and finished him off, ripped him to shreds. Tavakara kamala vare nakam. Adbhuta, very amazing. One cannot imagine. Even Jiva Goswami says that he doesn't have any idea what the emotions of the... He's describing, of course, better than anyone else. But the emotions of the residents of Braj as they're running toward the lake. They're running toward the lake that Krishna's... What's happening with Krishna is being destroyed or something. Very inconceivable. So Prabhupada was describing there are inadequacies there. Maya javani kachanam agyat hoksajam abhyayam nalakshase mudha drusha etam drishtam avastam. Our vision is mudha, very ass-like, donkey-like. Three things, he said, that we have, main things are described in that verse by Kunti Devi. Maya javani kachanam, kachanam maya javani, the maya curtain is covering in front, always we're seeing. Not like Vyasadeva, he was seeing Krishna and maya, but maya taking shelter of Krishna. So he has that vision, Shukadeva Goswami. We don't have it. We're trying to get it. We can see still maya, just like Prabhupada, he's seeing maya, but he's Paramahansa. He's engaging always maya, material energy. Maya javani kacham agyad hokajam. Agya, we're agya. And Krishna is adhokajam, beyond our senses. The curtain is there. We're foolish, rascal, mudha. Avajananti maha mudha. The curtain of maya is covering. And therefore Krishna is dancing, but we cannot see. Like Mata Sachi, during the performance at the house of, who was it? In Navadvipa? Acharya? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put on his play, he was acting in such a way that even his own mother couldn't, she was asking the other ladies, is Nimai? Where's Nimai? She was so bewildered by the energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai. She couldn't see who her own son was. And no one could. If you couldn't see, some of them could see. And devotees were so bewildered. They were seeing almost like Mahaprabhu, not only acting like Lakshmi, but the same time, he was acting like Mohini Murti. Prabhupada describes like a Rakshashi. Because so beautiful, bewildering their minds. So we cannot see the foolish. Kumanisha Utihi is described also in the third chapter, first canto. There's one verse. The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge, they cannot see Krishna acting. His acting skills. They're only seeing maya. But when our eyes are Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanina Santa Sadaiva Vidyeshu Valo. When our hearts become softened more and more, just like Kaliya's hard fangs become softened like cotton swabs, then we can begin to see Krishna in every aspect. Parampadam Bhushana Bhushanangam. At every step, we can see Krishna is the jewel of all jewels. And we won't be bewildered by the so-called jewel of this material world. It's very flashy. Flashy jewels are always, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, the dazzling, deadly liquid forms for their hearts forever, air employ. So this material, this illusory energy is the dazzling, deadly. It's always ready to take us in. Therefore, these residents in Vrindavan, they were so fearful. Kaliya. Oh, it's Kaliya. It's a horrible demon. But Krishna will dance his dance. Ultimately, Kaliya surrenders. Na namati shir ekadapi. Yamraj instructs also in the sixth canto. Jiva navakti bhagavad gunanamadeyam. That one's tongue, he said, don't ever, he's telling the Yamadutas, don't ever bring to me the devotees. You guys blew it. These You bring to me those whose tongues are, don't glorify Krishna and whose heads, ekadapi, shira, na, shira, ekadapi, that one time don't bow. Here Kali is being forced, but the devotees there voluntarily. Prabhupada said, mrityu sarvaharas chaham udbhavas chabhavishyatam. Krishna is telling in the 10th chapter of the Gita that mrityu sarva, I take away everything. I am death and I take away everything. That's why he's showing then in the 11th chapter how he's taking away. But there he gives preliminary that mrityu sarvaharas chaham, I am the generator of everything that's past and everything to come. Bhavishyatam, udbhavascha bhavishyatam. So those who don't surrender voluntarily, and Kali is not surrendering voluntarily, being pushed, but finally, actually it's described, Jiva Goswami says that Krishna didn't go there before because he had respect for Kali's wives, very saintly devotees. But somehow they're married to Kali, so that we have to figure out how. But so before he hadn't got, but today he felt like, this Kaliya is too much now. Everybody's drinking the water and poisoned. It's a very bad scene. So therefore, today is the day for Kaliya's surrender that we're reading here. Now, Krishna's feet are already very reddish, and they're the jewel of all jewels, but interestingly, it says they're even enhanced by Kaliya. So Kaliya is doing this seva. And one thing we have to note about this Vaishnava Vedic culture, it's full of art. Krishna is here described in this verse. The original master of all fine arts. The original master of all fine arts. It says Adiruddha. Adiruddha is also a description of a very elevated state, isn't it, of praying. That's also in here. So the original, it says Aditanam Padam Bhuja Akila Kala. Akila Kala, Akila Rasamrita Murti, Prasamana Ruchi, Rudha Taraka Palahi. Very first verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Krishna is the Akila Rasamrita Murti. And he's always performing his art. Very tricky art. 64 fine arts are described in that purport. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pati Bhavita. Tabiryeva nijarupataya kalabi ananda chinmaya rasa. It's full, ananda chinmaya ras, full of ras. Even all this milk coming from the cows in Goloka is all full of ras. It's enhancing all the ras. Everything is full of ras, everything. The trees are dancing. Even today we can see trees dancing. It's described by our poets. We may think the wind is blowing, but the trees are dancing, the leaves are dancing, the grass, the flowers are all swaying, dancing. It depends how we see it. Of course, in one way, they're suffering in this material world. At the same time, they're dancing for Krishna. This is how the Vaishnava poets are describing. Even ordinary poets, sometimes they describe like that. They don't know that who is the Akila Kala. We should study these fine arts described by Srila Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati, our supreme param guru, in the translation of the Brahma Sangita. The beginning, the first fine arts we hear are, of course, singing, dancing, Gita, Nata, acting, and playing musical instruments. The first four, five, like that. And that it's a very wonderful thing to know that even in the Shilpa Shastra, which had to be studied by all the... Even now, there's so many beautiful temples still, even though the demons came and destroyed so many, but even now there's so many. And it's always showing, depicting that people are dancing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Udupi. He saw the dancing Gopal there. Gopal is dancing. Even in South India, they show Krishna dancing on Kaliya, lifting Govardhan. So everything Krishna does is full of art. And all our great acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada is showing art. He takes a little box, a harmonium. He makes a sound that is like Krishna's flute that one cannot, does not want to stop hearing that harmonium. Prabhupada's singing. Is that not the greatest art? Greatest art that he can write so many wonderful purports, his books, so many letters, full of art. Prabhupada wrote a letter one time to Himavati, actually, because she heard a rumor that her husband, Hansaduda, had taken sannyas, although he had not. It was only a rumor. So in the letter, he heard, Prabhupada heard she had shaved her head. The Prabhupada said, no, no need to shave your head. No need to wear white. You can wear, we are all, after all, we are all artists. We like to dress very nicely, dancing and singing and dressing. Of course, the sannyasis are not meant to dress very nice. But even see the Brijbasis, they have their nice bundis. And they dress very artistically. You see photographs of, nowadays, many devotees are taking pictures of Brijbasi. Brijbasis are so amazing the way they look. I mean, nobody, even in India, nobody can look like that. They're amazing the way they look. They're dressing very, even if they have no, hardly any money, but they have a very artistic way they look. So very artistic. So that's some of the things mentioned here. Adi Guru. In Kunti's last prayer, Shri Krishna, Krishna Sakavishya Vishabhavani Dhru Rajanya Vamsa Dhanana Pavagabirya Govinda Godvija Sararavatara Makila Garo Bhagavan Namaste. He's called Akila Garo or Adi Guru, Adi Purusha, Adi Guru. He's the original guru. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikshartam Eka Purushapurana. He's the original teacher. Shikshartam Eka Purushapurana. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartam Eka. And he's come to give Vairagya Vidya, Vidya, real Vidya, transcendental Vidyavaru Jivanam, which is increasing, Ananda Mudi Vardhanam, not mundane, this serpent jewel, so-called knowledge, which is just increasing darkness. Jada Vidya, Maya Vaibhav, the opulence of Maya. Okay, so any comments?
A question. Is there a connection between how he was bending down, and there's also a word I think that you can translate it sometime as bending the knee, nama om, nama.
Nama means not me. Not my
but
false ego is being negated.
Means bending the knee.
Yeah, it means bending the knee. Well, I didn't mention knees here for the serpent, but he had
shoulders. And then it's Vishnupadaya. So is there some similarity there?
I don't know right now.
Vishnupadaya is the lotus, the feet of Vishnu.
Obviously.
And then I was also thinking in Patambojo Radha Madana Mohano. Is that the same word?
Jayatang Suratao Pangor Mana Mana Matigati Sarvaso Matsarvasa Padambojo Radha Madan Mojo.
So that Padambojo, is that the same
The Padas are there, always mentioned.
So there it's actually Radha and Krishna's lotus feet as opposed to just Vishnu or just here it's Krishna. So
Jitari got your hand.
Thanks for the class, Prabhu. I always remember this pastime of that Kaliya was defeated by Krishna dancing on his head, but this kind of takes it a little different way. You know, it was like he wore him out by somehow or other dodging his attempts to, I guess, circling around him or something.
Yeah, you also really, you know, really crushed him pretty well. It's described, you know, by Jiva Goswami. Really, Jiva Goswami was getting his thing from Hari Vamsa also more. Actually, Jiva Goswami, I just noticed he said that that Sukadeva was in such ecstasy that he didn't describe things even in order, according to what Jiva Goswami said, that actually Dainakasura would have been, according to the seasonal, it was September, this is when the fruits would have blossomed. So Jiva Goswami says that actually Dainakasura pastime would have taken place after, but Sukadeva described it as before because he was so much in ecstasy, he didn't do it exactly right. Therefore, he couldn't talk about Radharani in detail also, so many.
But one other thing was, it said in the, I'm not sure whether it was a verse or the purport, but it says that he pressed down on his shoulders, and then he jumped up on his head. But then it also says that he pushed down his head, so I don't know.
Well, he had one main head. And then there were 1,000 other heads, or 999 or so. 1,000-headed, that's what at least it says in some places, that he has 1,000 heads, but he has one main head. And that Krishna also, you know, he can expand himself any time. He could be dancing in so many times, places at one time. Akila.
So he could have, like, he expanded himself.
Like Mahaprabhu dancing in 7 carts, or three carts in 7 Sankirtan parties, and expanding, and Krishna expanding in Dwarka, or expanding with the gopis, and Prakash.
Right, yeah, you could have manifested all of these different forms to...
Yeah, it's nothing for us to, it's inconceivable. Even Jiva Goswami says, achincha, if you don't accept it, that it's inconceivable, then you won't get to understand. I mean, you can't understand. Right. Anything else? Is it the only one where he dances outside the Rasa? He's always dancing in Galoka, Natyam Gamanam. Everything is a dance. Every walk is a dance. Katha Ganam. Every speaking is singing. Of course, this pastime may not happen in Galoka, but still. Krishna is always dancing. I mean, he's always dancing with the boys. When they go out in the fields and play, they're always described as dancing. We read that already. They're always dancing around and playing instruments. It's always dancing.
Pre-form of their deep expression of anurag for those girls.
For these girls.
For the girls, all the bachelors and the coward boys, they are in different states where Balaramji is keeping. And then most of the girls are betrothed. They are not married yet, but they are betrothed, given to somebody else. So they are experiencing a most astonishing, where that one head had 100 division. So Krishna is jumping from one, and the other side, another rising out of anger, and then he jumps there. And then another rising just opposite. So he's literally like him, very artistically going. And each head that he's touching, his feet, there is a gems. And that gems, literally first time, even Kaliya never knew that he has such a valuable gems that illuminates. So each gem was illuminating, and the whole sky was like orchestra of multicolor, where the demigods, Charana, and the Gandharvas, they started dancing. They were like so surprised that Kaliya had such a jewels, but only Krishna touched. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada writes that when Krishna touches us, also in our, accepts us, our real good quality will manifest when it is engaged. Until that, it is not. So Kaliya actually was the most amusing to everybody in the whole universe at that time.
So also described that when the devas were saw this, they made such beautiful music that the music came here, and then also music was being made there in Braj, and no one could discern, couldn't tell the difference which was reflecting which. The Jiva Goswami said there was whether the one was echoing the other or this was, so it was just a huge melody of. So this, and also there's so much music going on.
Also, you can say that Krishna's body is soft, we hear. How soft? The Kaliya's coil is squeezing Krishna. He's squeezing Krishna such a tight. He's very angry. He's going to really wants to kill. But when he's squeezed so hard and finding himself pain, so he didn't get it. Why I'm squeezing somebody, but I'm feeling pain? Because Krishna's body is so soft, he just slipped out and he's squeezing himself. So Kaliya gets so angry, he's agitated, so he's trying to grab him and squeeze him. And every time Krishna is just defeating him. I was like a very, at one point, that's how Krishna just started stepping up like a staircase and then came to the, on top. It was very, very artistic. Krishna even himself, Sanatana Goswami writes, that Lord was so pleased with Kaliya's service, even though it was not, Kaliya was not feeling in the beginning that is a service. He was so ecstatic that after this time he will tell him to go away. And from Ramanok Island, he will bring him back again for displaying the Rasalila. Because he was amazed himself.
For displaying Rasalila? He came back for that?
Yeah.
You mean he was allowed to watch it?
Yeah. Well, next time, the farmer will inform that Kaliya is back.
So who will inform?
The farmers.
The farmers?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean next time Krishna
next time.
Appears?
Next time.
Next time Krishna appears?
No. Within this day of Brahma, he's going to invite him again. So this time, that all the Brajavasi will also come, but they will faint, except the girls. Jogomaya just alerted. And all the girls will just, literally, Kaliya will expand his slippery body, or whatever you call the soft cushion body, to the like a staircase. And all the girls will just rise one by one, and all these millions of girls will go in each hoods, and Kaliya will expand, and Krishna will start dancing.
You're saying that it hasn't happened yet? Or? Okay. Anything else? Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam.